For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It would change the way we've known American public schools since they opened.
Yeah.
A fundamental shift in how we educate our kids. It would also cause the older set to go into a blind rage immediately.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you witnessed it happening if you heard this break initially 2 weeks ago. But we have to keep in mind, just because you had to do this as a kid doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. And with more and more schools moving in this direction and study after study showing getting rid of this may be a good idea, what argument can you make to keep it?
You're looking at me? You're looking at me?
Yeah, I'm looking.
You're gonna hurt the economy. Oh yeah, you roll your face.
You're hanging out.
Roll your goddamn face.
How do you roll
what you
face?
Did. You just did it.
You're hanging out in the Breaker Rutgers Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week.
Here we go.
Around 2 weeks ago, we shared with you a new idea that has been sweeping school districts across America: opting out of homework.
You have the choice.
Yep. You as a parent or your kid have the option to say this is a no homework home and it's not going to hurt your kids' grades in any way. So it started a while ago with folks worried about the workload kids have, modern kids, sports, activities, longer time in school, jobs that they may be having. But it wasn't just to spare the kids. Tommy, we told you there were several studies, reports, books written on this very subject.
Yeah, what did they come up with?
A lot of these folks who worked as educators or have educations in education.
So they're in the know.
They are. Make three big points as to why homework is not a good idea. One.
All right.
No study has ever definitively showed homework makes your kid smarter or a better student. Two. Homework may actually be hurting your kid because if they're doing it wrong at home, they are less likely to correct themselves afterwards and pick up bad habits. Three, it's not preparing kids for the real world, as most jobs will not have them go home every night to do 2 to 4 more hours of work. Now, I want to say this.
Okay.
This is just an idea and a theory,
right? Cool.
These are suggestions being made, and I guess there hasn't been a major study done one way or the other. Mm. But when we brought this up, Tommy, you hated it.
Yes.
And it's like
being lazy. You copping out.
Sure. And you were such a good student in school, we probably should have seen your take coming.
Well, here's the thing. I never did homework. How'd I turn out?
Well, but...
Dumb. Southern dumb.
Other folks called in
with
the same problem. But then we heard from two guys, one a teacher who loved this idea, and another, a father whose school in this area went into this policy.
They opt out?
Yeah, and he said it was great for her. And it turns out we have another educator who wants her voice heard because she says this opt-out policy doesn't go far enough.
Damn.
It's lady hate this week. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, telling Tommy to shut up about how to educate our kids. Sit back and enjoy today's educational Hate Mail of the Week.
Giving parents the opportunity to opt their kids out of homework isn't enough. You have to remove homework entirely if that's the route the schools want to go down. I'm a teacher, and my husband played your bit for me, and here's what non-educators don't understand. If you give people the option to keep doing something, they'll keep doing it. And because parents had to do homework, they'll insist their kids keep doing homework.
Hmm.
But the biggest influence will be how parents think they look to other parents. If a group of parents decide to keep their kids doing their homework, then that's going to influence a bunch more. Not because they think their kids need it, but because they don't want to look like bad moms or dads. Based on my experience, wiping out homework for every kid is the best way to go. It's less stress on the kids, which is a big deal right now. It ensures I can see them make mistakes in my classroom instead of clueless parents trying to help them at home. And it gives them a break every night just to be kids, which I think is getting lost more and more as time goes on. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Jessica.
So kind of inappropriate to call hate. She's very polite.
Mm. Yes.
She also put up.
I don't think we've ever read a hate mail with thank you for your time. Yep.
She also wrapped every point she made in a bulletproof vest. Like every argument she made was well thought out.
Really?
Right. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You hear her points and you say?
She's full of crap.
Oh my God, bro. You can't. How?
He didn't listen.
Again, this is another segment where I'm listening to some goddamn fool person talking.
Goddamn fool person.
She's a goddamn fool.
Okay, what's the biggest point you had a problem with?
She's like that ghost lady, man.
First of all, it's a ghost jogger. We don't know if it's a lady or a man.
Great point. True. Let's not gender specify the ghost.
I apologize. My point is...
No. That's not what I asked. What point did she make that you had the biggest problem with?
Because she's going... She basically is... These kids don't have time to do homework because of everything else they got going on in their life. Right? Extracurricular activities, all that stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, she said like these kids' schedules are jammed up at night with everything going on.
Yes, they don't have time to be kids.
Right. And the homework is just one more added thing.
Yes.
But there's other things you could take out of that kid's life to make sure the homework gets done.
Give me an example.
Extracurricular activities.
Like those things that get you into college.
Okay, then that needs to change.
Okay, why don't you write college?
Dear college, I'm Tommy.
Like those things that make your kid a more well-rounded human being.
You're traveling over here. You're going over there. This has got to happen. There's a dance over here. I want to go over there.
Listen, there is an argument to be made.
Now. I want to go to Five Below. All that needs to be.
There is an
Five Below needs to go.
Five Below is not in the mall. Do not put that on a T-shirt.
I know. It's usually in a strip mall.
And the fact that you know what a Five Below is.
I know that because of you.
It's really creeping me out right now.
You told me you go to Five Below.
Yeah. Well, with my kids.
Yes.
You creep-ass bitch.
I don't go.
You go to $5 here?
I can't find anything that fits. I think the kids are overloaded. But the one thing you got to do is your homework. Because all these other countries that bust their ass doing homework are succeeding. Like, we suck at math.
Okay.
We can't add, subtract, we can't do no goddamn science.
Again, you're just
science.
Repeating things you think you heard in places.
I hear we're going bad.
Okay.
We're low on math.
But we're doing bad, and that's with the homework.
No, but you're not applying yourself, because if you took the other things out, and it's homework first, here's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I say homework first, then you go have your hot pocket, then you go do your travel sports.
I just find it
not
weird.
Because homework is hard, but that's how we always did it. That's how my brothers and I cheated our way into Harvard.
Right, now we're taking strays. The Kennedys are catching strays this morning.
Well, you know they cheated their asses off.
Yeah, fine. But
especially
you
Teddy.
Look, man, if your argument is we're falling behind in education while having homework, I don't know how you could argue we need to keep homework.
China doing homework?
How do you know?
South Korea, homework.
How do you, mad homework?
India, those kids are doing it like, those kids walk home doing homework.
Do you know
they don't have school buses in India?
No kidding.
No, they walk. And they do their homework.
What does it have to do with... The phone number is 252.
Walking and thinking.
Thinking and walking. Shut up. See, if we would have done our homework last night, we'd have been on time with that. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You have made your argument.
Too much cheese in the diet?
The question is, I think it's this simple.
What's that?
Why should we keep homework? Because this woman gives five arguments against it. She says she is an educator. What are the arguments for it? Because if your argument is, I had to do it, which is kind of your argument, right?
That's when America got things done.
You need a better argument, because the most dangerous sentence in the English language is, we do it this way because we've always done it this way. Tommy, we've had a lot of teachers go to bat for this idea. Mm-hmm. And there could be a major reason why guys like you and some parents are so hesitant.
Mm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to read the research. Like we said, there are hundreds of papers, books, studies that make the argument that homework should go away. And again, I don't know if that's the right answer. But because I don't know it's the right answer, because I don't have time to sit down and read all of this stuff.
Right, that's true.
And to be informed, you can't just read one thing. You have to read a couple of things. But there's massive irony in that.
What's up?
You ready? The folks that want to keep homework want to keep their kids doing work after they're done with their day.
Focus on your letters.
But those same parents don't have the time to read up on whether or not homework is effective for their kid when they're done with their day. And that might actually be the answer here.
But the parents don't have the time to interact with their children.
Yeah, no.
Like, to help them with their homework.
No. Listen to me.
What?
If your argument is you need to do work after you're done with your work to be successful,
right,
and me as a parent does not have time to read the studies after I'm done with work that would argue that homework is not helping our kids, the answer is the kids shouldn't be doing homework. Because if I don't have the time to do my job and take care of my kid by having to read this extra thing, my kid should not have to do the extra work.
Well, maybe the parents got to tighten it up a little bit.
What does that mean?
You know, you got to tighten up your schedules a little bit.
Oh, I got to tighten up my schedule? Yeah,
quit your job, just stay home with
your
kid.
You don't
have
to be jet-assing over here and on your TikTok and checking out what's going on over here on X, right? And stopping off for your high-end coffee drinks after work or wondering when I'm going to get the new Stanley Cup in the mail. Maybe you need to focus a little bit more on the children.
You're getting Stanley Cups mailed to your house.
Man, you today with the vibes and the Stanley Cup and the TikTok, who are you?
Yeah, he's like a Gen Alpha from 8 months ago.
Are you going to hurt the economy?
All right, I want to hear your economy argument. Folks, I've been waiting. Do not forget your economy argument. We'll come back to it. 252 WCMF, hey, mail of the week, talking about this study we had 2 weeks ago. Schools are moving away from homework, letting people opt out. Kids opt out. There are schools in our area that have eliminated homework. And this woman, who is an educator, what was her name? I lost her name, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Jessica.
Jessica. She says she's a teacher. Mm-hmm. She says opting out is not enough. That you have to eliminate it completely because parents will feel pressure to keep the kids doing homework and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joel. Hey, Joel. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, Joel. Good morning. What do you got, buddy?
All right. So listen. So I'm listening to the debate going back and forth on whether you're for homework or against homework.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, these kids are getting softer and softer every generation. Right? We all say it.
Right.
The next generation is getting soft.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
At the end of the day, depending on your definition of success, which, I mean, I think a lot of us would determine your income level is a big key point in that success scale.
Uh-huh.
Most of these individuals are going to have to bring their work home with them. And if we want to prepare our children for life after school, getting your homework done is just a part of the responsibility, coupled with your extracurricular activities.
All right, so Joel, just to be clear, you want to train your kids to do free work outside of your work hours when they become adults.
If you're a successful adult and the high earners in this world, I'll do it.
You don't stop, baby. He's 24/7.
Okay, but here's the thing. No, there is a question.
Go, go.
Because, like, it's amazing, like, some of these billionaires that have all the money in the world can still go into space and go to Italy and party.
But they're working up there, bro.
All right, Joel, let me ask you this question. Because, look, man, I will be honest. I don't know what the answer is here. I'm just open to the idea. I am open to the idea. When did you graduate from high school?
2003.
Did you get good grades?
Nope.
Did you do your homework?
Good. Sometimes.
Okay, so Joel, is this coming from a place of regret where you wish you would have done it?
No, but this comes from a place of, I think, having all those things to balance in your life. I was into sports. I did my homework enough to where I had to get passing grades.
Okay. So and, then, well, okay, I get what you you're know, saying. So today, let me just... I
consider myself a successful human being.
So I just want to be clear then. So you didn't do your homework like you should have, and your argument that kids are getting soft for not doing their homework. So does that make you soft?
No. I'm saying, telling them, don't worry about it. We'll pass you no matter what.
But that's not what they're saying. They would still have to do the work. They'd be doing it in school. I just find it weird.
It's just it moves the time around, I guess.
Because, like, Joe, I'm like you, man. My grades were not good.
So they're doing
Hold on, Joel. I'm like you, man. I graduated around the same time. I didn't do my homework like I should have. My grades were not good, but I found a way to get through. I just find it weird that this idea, because it's different, makes it soft, where if it could be more efficient, it automatically makes it wrong. I just don't get the idea of not being open to something new when there's research that shows it could be beneficial.
But my question is, how does it make it more efficient?
Well, that woman laid it all out in the letter, Joel.
What are they taking out?
It would be time with the kids in the school. Hey, Joel, I got to take some more calls, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Kids are soft. Kids are getting softer. He didn't do his homework or get good grades. The most dangerous sentence in the English language is we do it this way because we've always done it this way.
I thought Joel's on the line.
All right, sit tight because Tommy's got an economy argument to make here.
It will be the collapse and the manufacturing of backpacks.
Shut up.
You will not need a backpack.
Shut up.
What are we going to do with all the backpack manufacturers in this country?
Shut up. Shut up.
What's the sense of having them?
My kid has 5 backpacks.
Right.
One of them is for school.
But you don't need it
There's
anymore.
Plenty of backpack.
What else? What are the backpacking you do?
Backpack.
You take the white backpack with all the books?
Gym clothes.
Don't they leave them there?
No. How would you wash them, you gross-ass bitch?
Oh. When I was at military school, they had our own laundry.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. All right, folks, we're waiting patiently. We've been rambling, all having debates here. Debate is good. Unless you make an argument, you got a stupid argument. Backpack economy.
It was a collapse.
Let's talk to Sandy. Hey, Sandy, you're on CMF. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I feel homework is a good thing.
Why is that?
It makes it easier for me not having to help my kid if I... No, listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It makes it easier, so you would think that I'd be vouching for not having homework.
Okay.
But I feel it teaches the children responsibility and... I mean, you only learn so much in school, and then when I was in school, we had homework, and it helped me to focus more. I soaked in more information when I did extra stuff.
Like, okay.
I support homework.
All right. Well, but Sandy, here's the thing. What year did you graduate high school?
2010.
Okay, so you're around this age, right? Like, I would make the argument now that there are, and Kimmy, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That there are so many extracurricular activities now that focus is not so much coming from school, but your kid needs to focus to play whatever sport. Your kid needs to focus when they use that instrument. Your kid needs to focus when they do that club. So I don't think focus is the problem here. But I think the argument made by the woman who wrote this letter, Jessica?
Yep.
Jessica. You know, you said it helped you improve as a student doing it at home. If you're doing it wrong and she's not there to correct you, right, Kimmy?
Or even if, like, I'm just thinking of myself, like, there was nobody over my shoulder to check and make sure I was really giving it, you know, an A-plus effort. I did homework just to get it done. Or I would, you know, copy somebody else's homework just to say I did it. So I'm just thinking, like, a student like me, like, I paid attention when I was in school, but the second, like, school was over, I didn't care anymore. So I feel like if there was somebody there... kind of making sure I did it and did it the right way, I would have probably gotten more out of homework.
All right, Sandy, let me ask you a question. You got kids, you said?
I do.
Okay, because there's a difference between, like, vehemently against something or disagreeing with something. Sandy, how old are your kids?
She's 11.
All right, 11 years old. I'm sorry. So let's say your 11-year-old daughter's school, they are going to get rid of homework. And they have
don't do homework as it is. So the only homework she has currently now is reading at night, and we do it together. She doesn't have homework.
That's nice.
So... it seems like this is already going on, and I'm not against it because, like I said, I work, and it makes it a lot easier for me not have to go home and deal with her being stressed out and yelling at me and everything because she doesn't want to do her homework.
Don't take any lip off that kid.
It also teaches her responsibility to do things she's told, and I support the fact of when I was in school and we messed up, like, with homework, and they crisscross it out. You'd go to the teacher afterwards and ask, hey, can you help me? What did I do wrong? And my teachers were actually supportive.
Okay.
Seems teachers nowadays honestly aren't even like that.
No support.
Oh, hey, hold on.
No
hold
support.
On. Hold the phone. You've had that experience with your daughter where they've gone and the teacher's been like, shut up, kid.
No, Sandy,
come on. You're starting to sound like we're getting old purple. We can fight. We don't have to become our parents, Sandy.
Yeah,
we don't have to become them.
Oh, believe me, I'm not like my parents. My mom and dad didn't help me with homework because they were back in, like, the 60s, and everything was easier then, and also schools were different. They also weren't as smart when it came to math or anything like
sure,
that.
Sure,
so
sure,
I was
sure,
pretty
sure.
much on my own.
All right. But Sandy, let me finish that question. I'm sorry. So let's say your daughter's school, they're going to eliminate it completely. Mm. No more homework forever. They have a meeting where you can voice your concern. Do you care enough to go to a meeting at the school at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday to say, I think we should keep homework?
No, I'm lazy as hell.
Sandy, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Slack ass Sandy.
Bye.
There you go, Sammy. That's the funny part, right? Mm-hmm. This teacher's responsibility. I did it. Would you go to the... Nah, I'm not going. I'm lazy.
Luke's got the time.
All right, we're running our mouths here.
Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Joel obviously doesn't know what he's talking
about. So what
about.
You got?
Sandy brings in a personal perspective, but even though Jessica, who wrote us a letter, says she was a teacher, it would be nice to have a discussion with an actual teacher in the moment. And I believe Mike is himself a teacher, and he's on CMF. He'll wrap it up for us. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. All right, so I'm going to make an analogy to you. You're a sports person. Do you go to practice every day before you played a game?
I did, yes.
Okay. The reason you went to practice every day is to get better at the sport so you could perform when it came time to actually play the game.
Bingo.
The whole purpose behind homework is to practice, to reinstill the skills that you were taught during the day while you're in school, so when it came time to use the skill which you were taught, you actually knew how to do it. So homework is not intended to be a punishment or to chew up time. It's meant to reinforce practice.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I would disagree with you on that analogy. I think it's a bad analogy, because if we're going to use the game, the game in my head is the test, right? That's where you're going to perform. The practice,
not really.
The practice to me, well, that's where it matters, right? Like, I can have a great practice for multiple days, and it doesn't really mean anything. If I don't do well in the game, it doesn't matter. I would argue that the practice is being in school, whereas the homework, if I'm going to use my daughter as an analogy, would be me for paying for, like, private on-ice lessons.
Well, the game, not to get too metaphorical here, but it's life. Right, you're practicing for
so
life.
True, bro.
Right, you're going to use math. You're going to use English. You're going to need to read. You're going to need to have some sort of professional career.
Tommy does none of those things. He doesn't read. He doesn't do math. He barely speaks.
I got too much going on in the afternoon.
He also fell into this position on his face.
No, but I got
and,
drink club.
You know, all things being equal, he drank.
Club.
Yeah, he drunkenly stumbled into it.
Drunkenly.
But, yeah, I don't think that's
drunkenly.
A word.
Look that up in a dictionary. But the point is that whatever you end up doing after high school, grade school, is going to have a certain amount of, you had callers mentioned earlier, some sort of homework or some sort of activity relating to work that you're going to have to do at home. Some of them might be continuing your own education by going to get your master's,
okay,
or maybe
but that's
get
one
your
thing. That's one
MBA
thing. But Mike, but now we're going to have this is a completely different argument that would take another 2 hours to have, right? And Mike, I do appreciate the call. I don't think that training our kids to do work outside of regular work hours is a good thing, because we bought into that, and it's not until recently we were like, hey, wait a minute.
You don't get paid extra for that.
Yeah, like, it's just, I'm just doing free work over here.
But doesn't it teach
you
independent thinking?
So what do you do for show prep?
Well, that's
just it. Do you only do show prep in the studio?
Look, my job is very unique, whereas
I
love it.
So is mine.
No, but here's the thing, Mike.
I get it.
Hold on, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
I am happy to do that outside of work because I love this job. And I wake up every morning and I'm excited to come to this job. And if I wanted to, I could go find a job where I wouldn't have to do that. The issue I have is people that don't have super passion for their job, that are forced to do that just to make ends meet.
I understand what you're saying. If you want a traditional 9-to-5, go in, punch the clock, go home, cut meat, you know, work at a grocery store, drink at a bar.
Shut up, stupid.
You know,
were you following me?
But the point is, and for those students, and granted, that's a certain percentage of the population, but there's also a percentage of the population that will eventually probably go on to further education. And when they go to college or trade school, they're going to be expected to do a certain amount of homework or outside of class work. So as the high schools start to remove the homework responsibility from the students, you're setting them up for failure when they decide to go on and continue their education.
He's a teacher.
They're going to go to college, and they're going to not know how to handle their time to actually do their homework and pass college.
All right, Mikey, thank you so much for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right, there goes Mike. Wrong Mike.
No, did he say, what did he say, drunkenly?
Drunkenly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, people make mistakes.
I understand. Bad time to make one.
I love how when we get into the actual education part of the discussion, Mr. Run in his mouth here clams right to F.
Not a word.
What?
All right, we are super late. Everybody on hold. I'm really sorry. We got to take a break. I appreciate the calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really hard to believe there are enough people in the greater Rochester area to make this feasible. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
There you go.
I'm driving my daughter to the rink the other day after she finished her homework, and I saw a sign that I had never noticed before.
Oh.
I'd driven by it 1,000 times, never read it. The sign outside of a building said, Rochester Fencing Club.
Oh, the actual, with the pole.
Fencing, yeah. Like the Olympic sport, yeah. So I see the sign, I go, wait, we have a Rochester Fencing Club?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the rink, and I'm curious.
Yeah.
So I Google it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive facility with a bunch of instructors that will teach you fencing.
Oh.
And there are a bunch of programs for kids, too. Like, their website is full of kids that are taking fencing.
Get your fall on.
And
on four and soul.
Four.
Well, you had two Olympians that live here. The
Fencers.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Zimmerman sisters.
Are they the Zimmerman sisters? Or
Zimmerman.
Did they get stabbed in the mouth with the pole?
I think they're still around here.
Okay. So maybe they have something
and
to do with
And they were Olympians.
This. All right. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But we also have multiple.
I think one poked a Russian.
If you go on the website, it looks like it's a pretty popular place.
Yeah.
Even though none of us in this room, outside of you doing an interview, have met anyone that's into fencing.
Right.
Not true.
You know a fencer?
Well, so, okay. When I was a kid, I don't know how old I was, maybe like fourth or fifth grade, what was Frontier Field at the time hosted this big, it was supposed to get more girls into sports. So like you would go, you signed up for this camp and you got to try like every sport that you can imagine.
Okay.
And one of the activities you could sign up for was fencing, and it was really big at the time because of that movie, The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Never saw it.
Okay. Well, all little girls love that movie, and one of the twins in the movie she fenced.
Oh.
So I think like there was like this boom in interest of like little girls that age that wanted to try it. And there were a ton, like whatever the company was at the time or club was at the time, they came out and they taught you how to do it all. And I mean, there was a lot of interest in it then. So I can imagine that maybe some of those people grew up and wanted to do it and they branched out.
But this sounds like, because you saw a sign for it.
It's like a building.
Which means like if I was just driving by, I go, I'm going to take up some fencing.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Like at my age, I'm going to go fence.
But you could. You could walk in there and sign up,
won't.
I'm assuming. But
but to your point, like how many people would that dawn on? Yeah, fencing.
Enough to keep this massive facility afloat.
Yeah.
And I would also think every Olympics, this kicks back up again, right?
You might be right, but I've never thought to like Google, I would like to fence, because I think I'd be a good fencer. I've actually said that on the air before, but I didn't know that there was a fencing opportunity for me.
Same with curling.
Too big to fence.
You are.
Well, Kimmy, hold on, we'll get to the curling. Why am I too big to fence?
Usually they're slight people. They're very thin, they're very agile, and they're very light.
First of all, I am very agile for my size.
You're too big of a target.
I got long arms. I got gorilla arms, so I'm going to get you before you get me.
See, that doesn't work for
me. I'm going to get got,
because
but I'm going to get mines first.
You get scored on the touch.
Yeah, I'm going to touch you first.
No, you're too long.
That's why I'm a good boxer.
No,
you got long arms.
Yeah, you suck.
Okay, Kimmy brings up curling.
I like the mask on you, though.
Kimmy brings up curling.
Yeah.
For a community of our size,
mm-hmm.
we have a hell of a lot of weird things you can do with a bunch of other like-minded people.
Because
Kimmy brings up the Rochester Curling Club, which is on Brooks
Ave. Huge, by the way.
There are people that belong to that club and play there on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
They do events for like office parties and things like that.
Okay.
And everyone I know that has been to the Rochester Curling Club has had a blast.
How could you not? The sliding, the brooming.
There's the Rochester Cricket Club.
The weirdest one.
They get together, they play over the weekend at Genesee Valley Park, and it looks like they get a ton of people. There are multiple.
Is that because we have a big Indian population?
I don't know. I've never been.
Right.
I'm not sure. There are multiple Quidditch teams here in Rochester.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
For those who don't know, that's the sport from Harry Potter where they fly around on the broomsticks.
Yeah, but you don't fly.
They don't actually fly. They run around with broomsticks between their
colleges
legs.
And universities have club teams.
I believe
for that.
Every college in Rochester has a club Quidditch team. And I could
alcohol.
I could keep going, but you get my point. How does a community our size have so many fringe groups for every possible interest you could have.
Well, you have a lot of colleges here.
Okay. Is that so why?
Maybe.
Well, look, we have a population in the greater Rochester area of just over 1 million people. And in the grand scheme of things, it's not that many. But we have so many little subgroups. And keep in mind, this is on top of the other more common activity like book clubs, pickleball, community theater, car clubs, dart leagues, mm-hmm. right? We are a town that if you want to meet someone that's into something really unique,
you'll find them.
You're going to find them.
Okay. That's right? Cool. But that's really good. But
doesn't that also have to do with like social media too and finding the activities you're interested in?
Good.
You know, I mean, like if you see a commercial about something or something sparks your interest in a show, well, the first thing you do is Google what local thing you can join or more information about it. I think that contributes to it too.
You're not wrong, but I just find it weird that in a community of just over 1 million people, there may be 100 people that fence on a regular basis. There may be 500 people that play curling on a regular basis. Mm. There could be 700 men and women that go through the Rochester Cricket Club on an annual basis, right? Like, it seems like a lot.
But we like to join things.
Oh, you're going to get all existential on us?
No, but I mean, you have to. I mean, some people just ain't joiners. You ain't a joiner. I'm not a joiner.
No.
You know she ain't a joiner unless she's got weed in it. She's joining that line.
The joint.
Yeah, she's joining the joints.
By the way, it ain't just clubs, too. 252-WCMF. Talking about the little weird places that we can all find like-minded people. The fencing club, the curling club, the cricket club. It goes for lifestyles, too. We've heard this a couple of times, and it is yet to be rock solid confirmed, but apparently the largest sex dungeon east of the Mississippi River is somewhere in Rochester.
Ooh.
It's a club.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to clue us in on that, phone number is 252-WCMF. Kimmy would like the password.
I'm a perv club.
Well, no, it's just an alternative
lifestyle.
I thought
you told us about it. Well, didn't you know somebody or something?
Yes.
Yeah, but he says a lot. I knew a guy who...
I knew the swinger.
Proceeds to make up a story.
I also knew there was a couple other... weird clubs.
All right, so as we get
involved with the sex.
Not involved with the sex or was
No, involved? Was involved with okay. the sex.
Right. So as we ask why, your theory is the colleges. What do you mean by the colleges?
Well, you mentioned a lot of diverse sports and stuff like that. You also have a big community of people that come from all over to go to these schools.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So like fencing or let's cricket.
Curling, cricket.
Curling is Canadian. How many Canucks do we get coming down from the north? Oh, I'm going to Nazareth.
I bet you got a lot of Canadian kids that come down here for university.
Oh, I got into U of R. Where? U of R.
I think we don't have a lot of Canadian kids that come down here for college.
Well, their college is free.
I know, but like ours is a little bit better.
Okay, but I'm saying like,
because like we have NASA, y'all don't.
Okay. By the way, we don't really have NASA much anymore.
We had rockets. You had Rocket Richard. Not the same thing, man.
How did we get here to take one phone call? And
our Tommy's argument is our colleges are better in America than Canada because we got NASA, y'all don't.
No, we found out there's a Canadian space program.
Yeah, have you heard of it? They haven't even blown anything up yet.
It's called the Canadian Space
Program. We looked it up. There are some actually very unique countries of space programs. I'm not going to get into it again, but we did look up this information.
So, if we're going to use cricket as an example, right, that's a big international sport,
yes.
right?
And I think it started in Great Britain.
Yes. But it's played in India. It's played in South America.
Right, huge sport in Pakistan.
I would understand kids from those countries coming to study at Fisher and U of R and RIT.
And you kind of kick it off.
Yeah, and settling down. But then, I mean, I'm sure it's not just a bunch of foreign students that eventually live in Rochester that are at the cricket club. Like, there's going to be people from around here that see it and go, oh, I want to do that.
Well, would you be disappointed, though? Because, you're right. There are, like, these certain sports and activities that, you know, were started in countries or have their highest popularity in certain countries. But like, what if you got there and your instructor is like the dorkiest looking white guy you've ever seen? Like, would you be disappointed? Like thinking like, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, he didn't grow up playing this.
It's the age old argument. Do you want to take karate from a middle aged dad from Pittsburgh?
Not that he doesn't know what he's talking about, but like, this isn't what I was picturing.
Yeah. You want the whole fantasy of, right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Look the role.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to go to a boxing gym and see, like, some, 300-pound guy that can't get out of a chair. I'm going to show you how to do it now. He puts down his rotisserie chicken.
There's, like, an image you have, that you want.
Oh, Greasy Mitts.
I want the authentic thing.
Greasy Mitts. One of my favorite Catskills comedians.
Couldn't hold the mic.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the Rochester Fencing Club. At least that's how it started. I've driven by this place 1,000 times. It's on the way to the rink with my daughter.
You said it's huge. Yeah.
It looks big. I saw the sign and I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I Googled it when I got to the rink. It looks massive.
Whoa.
It looks massive. And all of these weird little places, clubs you can join. Now people are arguing about us, with us about the Canadian stuff. Adam Wright says, RITs... Something about RIT has a lot of Canadians. Canadians come here for schooling regardless of if it's free in Canada, LOL. I don't mean the hockey players that are 25. All I mean like actual Canadian kids. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a ton of Canadians.
I don't know.
You ever met them? You live in a college town. How many Canadians you come
It's hard
across?
To know, you know.
No, you could tell a Canadian.
How?
I could tell. You show me a person with a 90% accuracy, I could tell you if they're Canadian.
Really?
I know my Canadians, bro.
Oh.
You can line up pictures of NHL hockey players, and I can tell you just based on...
Which one's Canadian?
I can tell you who's Canadian. It's something I pride myself
on. Well, the Russians always look mad.
They're not Canadian.
No, but I mean, that's how you can tell. Like, oh, that's a Russian guy, because he looks pissed
off. The Russians don't always look mad.
Bro, they always look pissed off, even when they're happy.
So you guys were asking about the sex club, sex dungeon. So there is, somebody did call and say there's something called RKS. It's the Rochester Kink Society. Okay. They have an Instagram page. You can check it out.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Right.
Well, I don't know. What if my wife like goes to my, what were you looking at?
But yeah, they do have, like, I don't know if this is headquarters. She said it's somewhere on Goodman Street, but there's like a location and everything.
I thought it was close to Park Avenue.
You know, you don't want to. Well, you don't want an awful lot of stuff about the Kink Society for a guy who's trying to kink.
At the old station, we did a spankathon there for cancer, for ass cancer.
I'm joking on my spit.
Oh yeah, they have like a whole list of events.
They have that too. You can choke on your spit there.
Can you give me an event?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up here.
Kimmy's looking up the events for the Rochester Kink Society men's lacrosse team. I'm sorry, Adam wrote. He must have auto-corrected on the Canadians. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Hold on. I don't know. I gotta pull it up.
Oh
my
God! You can't tease us with Rochester Kink Society.
Well, I can't. It's not letting me look at it on our computer. I gotta.
Yeah, because it's probably
no. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. It just makes me log in.
Oh wait, you don't want to join the Rochester Kink Society?
No, I mean like on Instagram.
I'm kidding, for God's sakes. As Kimmy is looking that up, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says it's hard to meet friends as an adult. I think this doesn't come from wanting to try new stuff. It comes from wanting to have relationships.
Loneliness.
You get to meet a ton of cool people. I joined a rugby team, and some of my best friends are rugby players. My other friend joined an Irish football team. Some of his best friends are now on those teams as well. You make lifelong bucks.
Okay. So, yeah, you're looking for, you know, some companionship or friendship.
Like, there's two bagpipe bands in Rochester. You know that?
The one you were in.
I was in one, and then there's another.
Yeah, why do we need two? Why can't you all just do it together?
One's Irish, one's Scottish. No difference.
Again.
Yeah, it's just, I mean.
It's the same outfit.
When it comes to the piping.
It's the same noise.
It's the same.
Annoying.
Okay, let's not take shots at bagpipes. How dare you.
I'm very nervous for what ads I'm going to get now. But
Yeah, you are.
All right, so what do we got for events for Rochester?
Yeah, what's coming up?
Okay. There's different categories you can click on. Get involved, classes, outreach, etiquette, or party rules. Which one would you like me to click on?
What we got for classes? Because I would imagine, I'm going to guess classes. This is probably stuff to like...
So there's BDSM 101.
All right, how to do bondage.
Right in there. Well, right. The jump, I thought it was going to come in a little softer.
Achy, breaky, bod, kink, sex, and chronic pain.
Can we pause? Time out.
Taking it too far.
How to stretch beforehand.
I never would have thought that you would have like chronic back pain from kinky sex. But
well,
I think you're
on different positions.
No, it makes sense. I just never would have thought of it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Sensation play skill shares.
Like where to touch?
I guess.
And not to touch?
I mean, the list goes on and on here.
Yeah. I'm sure it gets deeper. You know what I'm talking about.
How deep is your
list? But yeah, there's like, you could click on the calendar and there's stuff all throughout the month.
All right. So there you go. Free plug for the Rochester Kink Society.
Sphincter Tuesday.
Boo. You should have just stopped talking after the Rocket Richard joke. That way, there was no going higher than that. It's really hard to believe there are enough people in the greater Rochester area to make this feasible. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
There you go.
I'm driving my daughter to the rink the other day after she finished her homework, and I saw a sign that I had never noticed before. Oh. I'd driven by it 1,000 times, never read it. The sign outside of a building said, Rochester Fencing Club.
Oh, the actual, with the pole.
Fencing, yeah. Like the Olympic sport, yeah. So I see the sign, I go, wait, we have a Rochester Fencing Club?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the rink, and I'm curious.
Yeah.
So I Google it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive facility with a bunch of instructors that will teach you fencing.
Oh.
And there are a bunch of programs for kids, too. Like, their website is full of kids that are taking fencing.
Get your fall on.
Four.
Well, you had two Olympians that live here. The sisters.
Yeah.
Zimmerman sisters.
Are they the Zimmerman sisters or
Zimmerman?
So did they get stabbed in the mouth with the fall?
I think they're still around here.
Okay, so maybe they have something.
And
to
they
do
were
with
Olympians.
This. All right, so that's pretty impressive. Yeah. But we also have multiple.
I think one poked a Russian.
If you go on the website, it looks like it's a pretty popular place.
Yeah.
Even though none of us in this room, outside of you doing an interview, have met anyone that's into fencing.
Right.
That's not true.
You know a fencer?
Well, so, okay. When I was a kid, I don't know how old I was, maybe like fourth or fifth grade, what was Frontier Field at the time hosted this big, it was supposed to get more girls into sports. So like you would go, you signed up for this camp and you got to try like every sport that you can imagine.
Okay.
And one of the activities you could sign up for was fencing. And it was really big at the time because of that movie, The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Never saw it.
Okay, well, all little girls love that movie, and she, one of the twins in the movie, was, she fenced.
Oh.
So, I think, like, there was, like, this boom in interest of, like, little girls that age that wanted to try it, and there were a ton, like, they had, whatever the company was at the time, or club was at the time, they came out, and they taught you how to do it all, and, I mean, there was a lot of interest in it then, so I can imagine that maybe some of those people grew up and wanted to do it, and they branched out.
But this sounds like, because you saw a sign for it.
It's like a building.
Which means, like, if I was just driving by, I go, I'm going to take up some fencing.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Like, at my age, I'm going to go fence.
But you could. You could walk in there and sign up, I'm assuming. But you could.
But to your point, like, how many people would that dawn on? Yeah, fencing.
Enough to keep this massive facility afloat.
Yeah.
And I would also think every Olympics, this kicks back up again, right?
You might be right, but I've never thought to, like, Google, I would like to fence, because I think I'd be a good fencer. I've actually said that on the air before, but I didn't know that there was a fencing opportunity for me.
You're too big.
Same with curling.
Too big to fence.
You are.
Well, hold on, we'll get to the curling. Why am I too big to fence?
Usually they're slight people. They're very thin, they're very agile, and they're very light.
First of all, I am very agile for my size.
You're too big of a target.
I got long arms. I got gorilla arms, so I'm going to get you before you get me.
See, that doesn't work for me.
I'm going to get got,
because
but I'm going to get mines first.
You get scored on the touch.
Yeah, I'm going to touch you first.
No, you're too long.
That's why I'm a good boxer.
No,
you got long arms.
Yeah, you suck.
Okay, Kimmy brings up curling.
I like the mask on you, though.
Kimmy brings up curling.
Yeah.
For a community of our size, we have a hell of a lot of weird things you can do with a bunch of other like-minded people.
Because
Kimmy brings up the Rochester Curling Club, which is on Brooks Ave.
Huge, by the way.
There are people that belong to that club and play there on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
They do events for like office parties and things like that.
Okay.
And everyone I know that has been to the Rochester Curling Club has had a blast.
How could you not? The sliding, the brooming.
There's the Rochester Cricket Club.
That's the weirdest one.
They get together, they play over the weekend at Genesee Valley Park, and it looks like they get a ton of people. There are multiple.
Is that because we have a big Indian population?
I don't know. I've never been. Right. I'm not sure. There are multiple Quidditch teams here in Rochester.
That's sad.
For those who don't know, that's the sport from Harry Potter where they fly around on the broomsticks.
Yeah, but if you don't fly.
They don't actually fly. They run around with broomsticks between their
colleges
legs.
And universities have club teams.
I believe
for that.
Every college in Rochester has a club Quidditch team. And I could
thank you, alcohol.
I could keep going, but you get my point. How does a community our size have so many fringe groups for every possible interest you could have?
Well, you have a lot of colleges here.
Okay. Is that why?
Maybe.
Well, look, we have a population in the greater Rochester area of just over 1 million people. And in the grand scheme of things, it's not that many. But we have so many little subgroups. And keep in mind, this is on top of the other more common activity like book clubs, pickleball, community theater, car clubs, dart leagues, right? We are a town that if you want to meet someone that's into something really unique,
you'll find them.
You're going to find them.
Okay. That's right? But that's really good.
But doesn't that also have to do with like social media too and finding the activities you're interested in?
Good.
You know, I mean, like if you see a commercial about something or something sparks your interest in a show, the first thing you do is Google what local thing you can join or more information about it. I think that contributes to it, too.
You're not wrong, but I just find it weird that in a community of just over a million people, there may be 100 people that fence on a regular basis. There may be 500 people that play curling on a regular basis. Mm. There could be 700 men and women that go through the Rochester Cricket Club on an annual basis, right? Like, it seems like a lot.
But we like to join things.
Oh, you're going to get all existential on us
now? No, but I mean, you have to. I mean, some people just ain't joiners. You ain't a joiner. I'm not a joiner.
No.
You know she ain't a joiner unless she's got weed in it. She's joining that line.
The joint? Joint.
Yeah, she's joining the joint joints.
By the way, it ain't just clubs, too. 252-WCMF. Talking about the little weird places that we can all find like-minded people. The fencing club, the curling club, the cricket club. It goes for lifestyles, too. We've heard this a couple of times, and it is yet to be rock solid confirmed, but apparently the largest sex dungeon east of the Mississippi River is somewhere in Rochester.
Ooh.
It's a club.
Yeah.
And if someone wants to clue us in on that, phone number is 252-WCMF. So, like, Timmy would like the password.
A perv club.
Well, no, it's just an alternative
lifestyle.
I thought
you told us about it. Didn't you know somebody or something?
Yes.
Yeah, but he says a lot. I knew a guy who...
I knew the swinger.
Proceeds to make up a story.
I also knew there was a couple other... weird clubs.
All right, so as we get
involved with the sex.
Not involved with the sex or was
it? No, was involved with the sex.
So as we ask why, your theory is the colleges. What do you mean by the colleges?
Well, you mentioned a lot of diverse sports and stuff like that. You also have a big community of people that come from all over to go to these schools.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So like fencing or let's cricket.
Curling. Cricket.
Curling is Canadian. How many Canucks do we get coming down from the north? Oh, I'm going to Nazareth.
I bet you got a lot of Canadian kids that come down here for university.
Oh, I got into U of R. Where? U of R.
I think we don't have a lot of Canadian kids that come down here for college.
Well, their college is free.
I know, but like ours is a little bit better.
Okay, but I'm saying
because like we have NASA, y'all don't.
Okay. By the way, we don't really have NASA much anymore.
We had rockets, you had Rocket Richard. Not the same thing, man.
How did we get here to take one phone call? And
Tommy's argument is our colleges are better in America than Canada because we got NASA, y'all don't.
No, we found out there's a Canadian space program.
Yeah, have you heard of it? They haven't even blown anything up yet.
It's called the Canadian Space
Program. We looked it up. There are some actually very unique countries with space programs. I'm not going to get into it again, but we did look up this information.
So, if we're going to use cricket as an example, right? That's a big international sport,
yes.
Right?
And I think it started in Great Britain.
Yes. But it's played in India. It's played in South America.
Right, huge sport in Pakistan.
Yeah. I would understand kids from those countries coming to study at Fisher and U of R and RIT.
And you kind of kick it off.
Yeah, and settling down. But then, I mean, I'm sure it's not just a bunch of foreign students that eventually live in Rochester that are at the cricket club. Like, there's going to be people from around here that see it and go, oh, I want to do that.
Well, would you be disappointed, though? Because, you're right. There are, these certain sports and activities that, were started in countries or have their highest popularity in certain countries. But what if you got there and your instructor is the dorkiest looking white guy you've ever seen? Would you be disappointed? Thinking well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't grow up playing this.
It's the age old argument. Do you want to take karate from a middle-aged dad from Pittsburgh?
I mean? Not that he doesn't know what he's talking about, but this isn't what I was picturing.
Yeah. You want the whole fantasy of, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Look the role.
Yeah. You don't want to go to a boxing gym and see, some, 300-pound guy that can't get out of a chair. I'm going to show you how to do it now. He puts down his rotisserie chicken.
There's, an image you have, that you want.
Oh,
I want the authentic thing.
Greasy mitts. One of my favorite Catskills comedians.
Couldn't hold the mic.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the Rochester Fencing Club. At least that's how it started. I've driven by this place 1,000 times. It's on the way to the rink with my daughter.
You said it's huge.
It looks big. I saw the sign and I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I Googled it when I got to the rink. It looks massive.
Wow.
It looks massive. And all of these weird little places, clubs you can join. Now people are arguing about us, with us about the Canadian stuff. Adam writes us, RIT's... some of RIT has a lot of Canadians. Canadians come here for schooling regardless of if it's free in Canada, LOL. I don't mean the hockey players that are 25. All I mean actual Canadian kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a ton of Canadians.
I don't know.
You ever met them? You live in a college town. How many Canadians are
coming
across?
It's hard to know,
No, you could tell a Canadian.
How?
I could tell. I could. You show me a person with a 90% accuracy, I could tell you if they're Canadian.
Really?
I know my Canadians, bro.
Oh.
You can line up pictures of NHL hockey players, and I can tell you just based on...
Which one's Canadian?
I can tell you who's Canadian. It's something I pride myself
on. Well, the Russians always look mad.
They're not Canadian.
No, but I mean, that's how you can tell. Like, oh, that's a Russian guy, because he looks
pissed
off.
The Russians don't always look mad.
Bro, they always look pissed off, even when they're happy.
So you guys were asking about the sex club, sex dungeon. Sex dungeon. So there is, somebody did call and say there's something called RKS. It's the Rochester Kink Society. Okay. They have an Instagram page. You can check it out.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Right.
Well, I don't know. What if my wife like goes to my, what were you looking at?
But yeah, they do have, like, I don't know if this is headquarters. She said it's somewhere on Goodman Street, but there's like a location and everything.
I thought it was close to Park Avenue.
You know, you don't want to know a lot of stuff about the Kink Society for a guy who's trying to kink shame.
At the old station, we did a spankathon there. For cancer, for ass cancer.
I'm choking on my spit.
Oh, yeah, they have like a whole list of events
and
everything.
They have that, too. You can choke on your spit there.
Can you give me an event?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up here.
Kimmy's looking up the events for the Rochester Kink Society.
Okay.
Men's lacrosse team. I'm sorry, Adam wrote. He must have auto-corrected on the Canadians. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Hold on. I don't know. I gotta pull it up.
Oh
on my phone.
God! You can't tease us with Rochester Kink Society.
Well, I can't. It's not letting me look at it on our computer. I gotta.
Yeah, because it's probably
nasty. Not dirty. It's not dirty. It just makes me log in.
Oh wait, you don't want to join the Rochester Kink Society?
No, I mean, like on Instagram.
I'm kidding. Oh. For God's sakes. As Kimmy is looking that up, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says it's hard to meet friends as an adult. I think this doesn't come from wanting to try new stuff. It comes from wanting to have relationships.
Loneliness.
You get to meet a ton of cool people. I joined a rugby team, and some of my best friends are rugby players. My other friend joined an Irish football team. Some of his best friends are now on those teams as well. You make lifelong bucks.
Okay. So, yeah, you're looking for, you know, some companionship or friendship.
Like, there's two bagpipe bands in Rochester. You know that?
The one you were in.
I was in one, and then there's another.
Yeah, why do we need two? Why can't you all just do it together?
One's Irish, one's Scottish. No difference.
Again.
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
it's the same outfit.
When it comes to the piping,
it's the same noise.
It's the same.
Annoying.
Okay, let's not take shots at bagpipes. How dare you?
By the way, I'm very nervous for what ads I'm going to get now. But
yeah, you are.
All right, so what do we got for events for Rochester Kings?
Yeah, what's coming up?
Okay. There's different categories you can click on. Get involved, classes, outreach, etiquette, or party rules. Which one would you like me to click on?
What we got for classes? Because I would imagine, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess classes. This is probably stuff to like...
So there's BDSM 101.
All right, how to do bondage.
Right in there. Well, right. The jump, I thought it was going to come in a little softer.
Achy, breaky, bod, kink, sex, and chronic pain.
Can we pause? Time out.
Taking it too far.
How to stretch beforehand.
I never would have thought that you would have like chronic back pain from kinky sex. But
well,
you're
on different positions.
No, it makes sense. I just never would have thought of it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Sensation play skill shares.
Like where to touch?
I guess.
But okay. Not to touch?
I mean, the list goes on and on here.
Yeah. I'm sure it gets deeper. You know what I'm talking about.
How deep is your
list?
But
yeah, there's like, you could click on the calendar and there's stuff all throughout the month.
All right. So there you go. Free plug for the Rochester Kink Society.
Sphincter Tuesday.
Boo. You should have just stopped talking after the Rocket Richard joke. There was no going higher than that. All the Yankees can do now is survive.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep trying to survive.
All right.
And last night, first game of survival. Mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. But despite what the Yankees did last night, they're not the story.
No.
The story is this man who has done what looked like impossible things 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the grand scheme of things, if everything else was totally normal, still impossible.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. The Yankees get their first win of the World Series last night, 11-4. And if they're going to win this, they now have to win three straight games.
Yeah.
No one has ever won a World Series down 3-0.
Wait, ever?
Ever. It's never happened. The Yankees were the first team to lose an ALCS up 3-0. So I'm saying it's not that it can't happen.
But the odds are not good.
You got it. So Yankees fans in celebration, the next game is tonight, 8 o'clock, first pitch. But what the Yankees did last night was not the most amazing part of the evening.
What was?
Do you know who Freddie Freeman is?
Yeah, he's the home run king right now. He did the big grand salami in game one.
Did you know who
Look
Freddie
at you.
Never heard of him. I just knew the Japanese kid. I did not know who this guy is.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Freddie Freeman plays for the Dodgers. He's one of these guys who everybody loves, right? Just a good dude. Why are you smiling?
I'm shocked that Tommy... Because have you checked out like a second of the games?
No, but on all the highlights, they show him because he's phenomenal. And he's overshadowing their real star.
No, he's becoming the face of this series right now for sure.
So Freddie Freeman's a great ball player, but he's been hurt during the playoffs. Yeah. And he was playing terribly during the playoffs. So bad, in fact. Word was the Dodgers were thinking about sitting him down coming into the World Series. And thank God they didn't.
Yeah.
Because last night, Freddie Freeman hit a home run. He's hit a home run in every single World Series game thus far. As Tommy mentioned, he hit a grand salami in extra innings to walk off the Yankees.
And that was the first World Series history.
First walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Of the, 200 years you've been playing baseball?
Exactly. And by the way, the rest of the home runs have been game starters. Mm. Early inning, like we're going to get an early lead. Yes, just breaking the backs of the Yankees up front. He has four straight home runs in four straight World Series games. Mm-hmm. And that is impressive. But it's even crazier than that.
What?
Freeman last played in the World Series with Atlanta in 2021.
Oh.
In his last two World Series games with Atlanta, he also hit home runs. Meaning that Freddie Freeman has homered.
He's on a streak?
Six straight World Series games, he has hit a home run.
Just took a little break.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, four or three were your break between World Series.
So he's got six of them.
Of his last six World Series games, he has hit a home run in each of them.
So that's obviously a record.
Yeah, well, the previous record was four.
Yeah, Reggie?
No, it was...
It was probably some random... Was it a random
No, it was... damn it, player. I know this.
I always thought Reggie was like, because he was Mr. October.
Yeah, no, he didn't hit him in straights like this. But... Like, that four was one of those records that wasn't going to be broken.
Yeah.
This is a record that will never be touched ever again.
Ever.
And he has a chance to extend it tonight. He can go out and do it again. Why are you still throwing him a baseball? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody going to be like, hey, maybe we should, like...
Stay out of his wheelhouse?
Yeah, like, pitch around Freddie Freeman, maybe. I'm not a...
Well, maybe they will now.
Well, how many games does it take?
Yeah.
Right? You know, the first one is pretty impressive. Second one. Third one.
He can't
one,
do it again.
Four times. All right, Kev, I know this is going to bother me all day. I hate when you do this to me.
Right.
I'll give you a number. You'll be like, oh, who did it last? And now it's going to bother the hell out of me until tomorrow.
Why do you figure you know all this stuff?
I do know it, and I forgot it. Now I feel like I'm an inadequate sports fan because I did know it, and now I don't
George Springer of Houston.
Yep. Houston.
Oh, Springer. Yep. He was a great guy.
Four straight games, and that was...
That was in the 40s.
No, it was like 2017. Yeah. But even that one's under controversy because that was during the scandal where they were...
Cheat time.
Yeah, this sign stealing. Mm. So he may have known those pitches were coming. Freddie Freeman does not.
Yeah.
He's just, it's like the baseball gods are smiling down upon a really good person.
Well, Tommy Lasorda is up there.
He's a good person.
Tommy Lasorda was a good person. What?
Yeah. He may have been. I don't know. I assume that all men of that era that were in baseball for life.
Probably bad people.
Bad people.
I mean.
Probably have some stuff in their past we'll never find out about.
Not bad for his generation. Can we say that?
I hate that.
He's one of the good ones.
I hate that expression. And you don't even know that either.
What was socially acceptable back in the
day. But you don't even know that's the case. You have no idea.
But he never got busted for anything.
That we know of. And by the way, it's also easy in Brooklyn and Los Angeles when you're him to not get busted for that stuff. It's Tommy freaking Lasorda. Hell, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, and Billy Martin got busted at that Cabana Club back in the day. If you've never heard this story, there was a big hubbub. There was a fist fight?
Something like that.
Billy Martin got thrown off the team.
Yeah, not the other guy.
Mickey DiMaggio, nobody ever talked about it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So... I think the best image of this World Series so far, unless you're a Yankees fan, in which case, too bad.
Not looking good.
After Freeman hit that grand slam to walk off game one, his dad is in the front row behind the netting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh.
So fun fact, not fun for him, I'm sorry. Interesting tidbit. Freddie Freeman lost his mother to cancer a couple of years ago. Mm. And his dad was diagnosed with cancer at the same time. And it looked like he was going to lose both his parents.
Yeah.
And his parents mean a lot to him, apparently. Mm. His dad managed to pull through. He hits the grand slam.
Yeah.
He runs over to his father. They both have their hands on the net, and they're holding each other's hands, like, in the air, just, like, screaming in each other's faces. It was the most, like, glimpse into the greatest moment of this guy's life. It was like...
What a family moment.
Yeah, tear-jerking.
It's what you watch sports for.
I hate you.
Why?
Because it's this amazing moment. You're like, all right, pretty cool. Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I hear you. We're talking about this remarkable athletic feat. Yeah, no, a lot of home runs. It's pretty cool. Way to go, Freddie.
Well, it's entertaining.
You haven't watched any of it.
It's baseball entertaining.
Are you going to watch the beginning of the game tonight to see if he homers in the first inning?
No. Because it's not going to happen, man. It's done. He's not getting seven straight.
Six.
No.
Yeah. Oh, seven with Leo. Okay.
Yeah, right, he ain't getting that. I mean, he's done. They're going to start pitching around him. They're not going to get
hit like three homers tonight.
They're not going to be putting these, you know, melons down the plate for this kid to hit.
Can we mark this, please? Yep. Thank you.
Not going to happen.
The Dodgers have first ups, which means you could probably see him within the first 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
You'll see Shohei. He leads off. He'll be right
there. He's done nothing.
He dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
And he got a hit last night.
Yeah, but he ain't doing what he's supposed to do.
I don't know. They seem to be okay.
Right. Didn't Shohei homer in game one too?
No, that would have been a story.
I think
too.
That wasn't that the playoffs?
Was it the game? Was it the game before the Home World Series? Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. So we're getting deep baseball numbers now. Yeah.
I will watch game. I'll watch the beginning of game seven.
There's not going to be a game seven.
See, so I'm out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.